Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, a special edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. We changed the time to a bit earlier because Wednesday has turned into a good TV night. However, I was in the middle of dinner and forgot the time, so hence we're running late. And I'm now stuffing my face with chocolate covered Oreos. But anywho, yum, yum, yum. I'm so sorry. My mouth is like full. Bear with me. Okay. Ooh, they're rich and thick. Ooh. How white women like their NBA players. Rich and thick. Anyhow. So, I wasn't really sure what I was going to do the show on tonight, but I thought I'd just talk a little bit about an experience that myself and Artrell had today at the food pantry. Now, from time to time, we need to go there and, you know, just give us a little bit of assistance until next payday and everything. And so that's what we had to do today. So we went there. Everybody, you know, was given numbers and the such like. And one, the people at the desk who give out the numbers didn't have the numbers in order. So there was people who were showing up after us who had numbers before us and vice versa. It was just totally, totally crazy. You had one of the guys there who's actually a security guy who volunteers there, got the nastiest attitude with a woman who, you know, questioned and said, you know what, you're not giving these numbers in order. And the woman's like, yes, we are. No, you're not. And she handed the woman behind her a number. And the woman behind her number was before, you know, was a whole different number before this woman who was in front. And so this guy got all up in her face and wanted to start shit. So he, in the end, he goes in and he sits down and he's helping the woman find the paperwork that everybody has to sign when they go there. So they eventually they call our number. I go in and he goes, well, what's your name? So I told him and he's like, he turns to the woman, she goes, is she even allowed anything? Because she's not even American. And the woman said, well, obviously if she's got paperwork here, she passed all the requirements. And he's like got this really shitty attitude about it. So I get all of that sorted and, you know, not a problem. I'm very, you know, as a family, we're very grateful for what we get. It is a huge help. It will see us through, you know, and, you know, bless them for those staff who are actually decent there who are doing it. But what doesn't help is when you've got people who go there and act like it's a grocery store and they can take everything. They have boxes of food that they bring out that everybody is, you know, allowed to help themselves to. I said to AJ, because I asked him to come in with me because at times he can't carry the stuff because it's so heavy. And I said to AJ, could you do me a favor? I said, go up and have a look and see what's up there. So he goes up and he's looking around at the stuff and he comes back with a box with what, like three items in? And this woman comes up to us, she goes, you got my mama's food. You went in those boxes over there and that was my mama's food. And AJ just looked at her and I was like, AJ, just give her the food. It's her mama's food. Yeah, that's my mama's food. So the girl takes the box and she comes back with the empty box. We're like, we don't want it. And she looked put out that we wouldn't take the empty box back, but she had to go do it. So then she's standing there. She's got a number. Her mum's got a number. And, oh, excuse me. So they call our mum's number and our mum goes in, comes out, huge shopping cart filled with stuff. And then she's loading up all the boxes that her daughter had to the side. And then her daughter goes in. Now the mother was literally telling people she's claimed all of the kids in her household. And then her own daughter goes in and does the same thing, claims for, you know, another seven people. And they walk out, and a gentleman very kindly, he was a nice old gentleman, he just kindly said to her, he said, oh, the Lord has blessed you today. She went, well, I don't get no food stamps anymore, so I've got to get my stuff here. Like, snippy as anything. And, you know, there's other people who are coming in, who are later, who, you know, to me, is equally entitled to get some items. But this woman literally, her and her daughter, scooped up everything. So, as I say, this is before I got seen. And while we were sat there, one of the women came out. She passed us and she said, look, I'm telling you, she said, I'm bringing some more stuff out. She said, you might want to go stand up there and get it before all these people take everything. So AJ got up and went over, and literally as the woman brought stuff out, this woman and her daughter were just diving in it, taking everything. They brought out two more boxes, so I went up and I grabbed, they had a bag of dog treats, so I grabbed them for our dogs. But then there was a bag of pretzels and I grabbed it, and the woman tried ripping them out of my hand, but I was not letting them go. I just held on to them. And she had the audacity to give me a dirty look for, and it's like, you know what? You took everything that was there, everything. And I understand that, you know, people have issues and they need help with food. We do this month. We needed some help. But there was a case of, this was a case of abuse. She was using it as her grocery store to feed her family for more than what it's supposed to be done for. And, you know, then snapping on people and talking to people like this shit was just bang out of order. It really was. And I said to AJ, this particular food pantry is open at on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And Saturdays, it's early in the morning. It's like 9 to 11. Or like 10 till noon, something like, it's 9 to 11, right? Something like that. And most of the times we would go, if when we've had to go in the past, on that Saturday. No trouble whatsoever. No trouble. And I said, I went, from now on, if we have to go, we are going on those days. Because I'm not dealing with that crap. It was so, the people were just so unbelievably rude. And then the woman who, there was a table set up, and this woman was cooking, wasn't she? She was doing this, like, corn rice mix, and then she did salmon patties. And the woman that we were on about, who took all the food, she was a good 30 minutes ahead of us, wasn't she? And she literally left at the same time we did, because her and her family are standing there having plates of food. And the woman was, like, say, giving, like, little samples. It was, like, a little scoop of rice and a patty just to see if you like it. Then the recipe sheet. No, no, this woman and her daughter use it like, oh, this is dinner time for us. And as I say, I really do get that there are people out there who are hungry and people who need stuff. We've been there ourselves. But when we've gone and to these places, we haven't used it as a let's take everything free-for-all. We've looked and seen what's there and been like, okay, yeah, we'll get that, we'll get some of this, we'll get that, we'll get that. And then we've made sure, well, there's other people, let's leave for other people. They had gingerbread houses there, and how many did that? She had like three of them, didn't she? And it was absolutely ridiculous. It really was. And it just was so purely, purely selfish. What were your thoughts on it, Trell? Because it was bad.
It was that bad. And it just doesn't make any sense. It's like you say, you know, I understand that there are some people that need help and there are some people that just abuse it. And plus, oh, there's only thing you can get, but you don't have like cash or anything to get, like other groceries. So.
And I understand that, but then, you know, there had to be a reason that she was switched off from having food stamps. And just by how she was acting and everything, I wonder if she was abusing that system as well and it caught up with her. You know, and Robert says a prime example, he did that with Robert. He put Robert on his food share and everything, but then didn't tell food share that Robert was working. And then when it caught up, Robert's dad can't get food stamps for 2 years now. Robert said did that to me as well. He got food stamps in my name, had him on there, had Robert on there, and then put his eldest son, John, on there. We didn't have custody, John. John was living with his grandparents. Food Share found out, and if you remember, when we first got together, I didn't get food stamps, as you know. I wasn't entitled to them for 4 years because of it. And yeah, it's a struggle. It really is. I'm not going to say it isn't. When you've got no money, it really is a struggle, and you look for help where you can. But you know me, and you knew that, okay, she doesn't have a lot of money. This is the, you know, this is the food and stuff that she's got. Did I not always manage to throw together something decent for dinner? Always. Even now, there's three adults living in this house. And there are times when I look in that fridge and the freezer and I'm like, oh, shit, what do I do? And there's been times I've said to both of you two, okay, what are we going to have? What have we got? And then you've come up with a suggestion and then Mike's come up with a suggestion. And I'm like, well, if I add this to this and this, then we'll get this. And it's like, you know what, that will work.
Right.
We make it work with what we have. It is damn hard. It really is. But there are, you know, grocery stores. There are grocery stores like El Rey where we have gone there with $20 and bought $20 worth of meat and bought the small packs and made it last. I'll just point out, look at dinner tonight. Yes, I used 2 cans of sliced potatoes, a can of corn, and that little pack of chicken thighs. Did we all not have a good dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Because you make it work. You know, it's hard, but you make it work. And my thing is if you're living in a household, and I'll say this, I'm not throwing you under the bus with this, Mike. When Mike lost his job and he had a limited income coming in, he always managed to get us, like, when we say, can you pick us up some bread? Can you pick us up milk? We carried the main burden of it, but he was very, you know, when I said, can you go to the food pantry? Yeah, no problem. I'll go to the food pantry. Yes, he's been trying for the past couple of weeks, but we've had snow emergencies every Saturday for the past 2 weeks. So, I mean, that hasn't helped, you know, one little bit. But he's always done his part. And, you know, I have managed to make everything last, spread it out, do what I've needed to do. You know, even to the point where some nights where we haven't had much, but we've had cheese and bread, what have we had? Grilled cheese sandwiches. There have been times when we've only had, like, eggs and cheese and bread. What have I made? French toast, cheese omelette, scrambled eggs, fried eggs. You work it out. It's not the best. No, probably isn't. But you make it work, and you make it work for what you've got. And that's all that you can do. And I understand this woman. She says she's got all these kids living. She's got her 5 daughters and her 2 grandchildren. Well, if she's got all of them living under her roof, I know for a fact that those two, the kids who, the woman, whichever of her daughters have got the kids, would be eligible for food stamps for those kids. Now, my other issue is that, to me, part of the problem is as well that schools now no longer have home economics class, where you're taught how to cook, where you're taught how to shop, that type of thing. And I think people just go crazy. They get their food stamp card and their benefits, and instead of going out and buying the big thing of ground beef that we buy and the value packs of chicken and all that, they're like, well, you know, let's buy the $30 two pieces of steak. Let's buy 2 bags of shrimp. You know what I mean? It's like eat like a king for a week and then be a pauper for till next time around. Yes, we've all done it. I'm not saying we haven't.
Yeah.
We've all done it, you know. But there comes a point where you've got to take responsibility for your own family and not expect everybody else to look after you for you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard it is, Your kids want Cheerios for breakfast and you can't afford Cheerios, go buy the generic ones. They'll do just fine.
Right.
You know, your kids want Pop-Tarts. Dollar Store sells their own ones for a buck. There you go. Yep. What was the thing that we got from the dollar store that we used to absolute? Those burgers. Remember the dollar burgers that they have in the boxes? You like those too, don't you? So what are your thoughts on it, Mike?
I wasn't there.
No, but I'm honestly saying about when you see people abusing the system and stuff.
You said it all. There's no need for me to iterate. You've said it all.
And, I mean, you've lived here for over a year. You know that there have been times when all of us have been kind of like, shit, what are we going to do for dinner? But have we all not? We all work together and we work it out.
Yep.
I mean, look at the one time where we didn't have anything here, but we had $5 on us. And did we or did we not share a giant nacho?
Yes, we did.
We make it work for what we've got. Yeah. But we've done it plenty of times where we've bought stuff that's like box of rice, like flavored rice, and we've had a can of that government pork in the cupboard. All right, there we go. There's dinner. Add some seasoning to that pork. Let's be perfectly honest. Government pork has no taste whatsoever. Oh, weren't it terrible, some of it? And let's be honest. The three of us have become connoisseurs on how to season unflavored anything and make it taste decent.
Right.
But it is bad at times. Sometimes taste. You know, you have to season it up and, you know, throw some bits in here, add a little bit of this there, and you get a decent meal. There's been times where, remember where we just had that bag of potatoes? And it was like, okay, I'm going to make double baked potatoes because I had those and some cheese. We scooped out the inside. We added cheese to it, put it back in, add some seasoning, threw it back in the oven, melted it. Great, tasted good. Remember the time when I did the nachos with the potatoes? Because we had potatoes and ground beef. Okay, we make homemade nachos, but instead of chips, we're having potatoes. You have to seriously do what it takes. I don't particularly like the mashed potatoes that we've got out there because the mashed potatoes get from the food pantry has no flavor. It is beyond no flavor whatsoever. But it's one of those things. I can add stuff to it. You know what? I'll tell you what I could do with it. And I did it. That's what I remember when I made those salmon patties before. I mixed the salmon in with mashed potatoes, remember?
Yeah.
And then coated it and then fried it. It's stuff like that that you have to do to make things work and make things taste. And that's what you have to do. You know, and I just don't understand why some people are just so selfish that they take everything for themselves and they forget other people. But that seems to be the way things are right now.
Yeah. It's just... Part of me is just like, why some people are like that.
Right.
It just doesn't make much sense. But I understand they have to do it for their like family and stuff, but like what she had in there, she had like four of the peanut butter and jelly.
Mixed things
in there.
I understand she had all of those take two, leave two for other people.
Right.
And the thing is I will admit it, I've done some shady shit to make money when I was by myself to put food on the table for Robert. I picked up dog shit. I advertised on Craigslist, went around people's backyards and picked up dog shit after winter. Because you know how disgusting people's yards are after winter when they got dogs. I did that to make money to put food on the table for my son. I helped people dig out their cars, shoveled sidewalks, cleaned people's homes. I mean, just a whole myriad of things to make that extra money. You know now, when we've needed extra money, I will hustle my ass off to try and get it. Have I or have I not?
Yeah.
But it just irritates me that there are some people out there who just act like it's their right. No, it's not right. It's a privilege to be able to have, you know, people do stuff for you. But anyway, we're going to play a song and then we'll be back for the final 15 minutes of the show. And we are back. So, yeah, so that was part of what happened to us today. I wasn't even going to talk about that, but it just irritated me so much, that attitude. And it wasn't so much like the woman's attitude as well, but it was the fact that she had her daughter in line getting food when she'd already claimed her daughter. You know what I mean? If it had just been her getting her stuff, that would, you know, it wouldn't have been so bad. But then to have your daughter go in line and sign up and claim for the entire family again. Yeah. And then you've got two elderly people. There was the old boy who sat next to me, and then there was the old guy who went in before me. And, you know, he asked them nicely. He said, Do you know if there's anywhere else around that helps with food? He said, because that woman out there took everything. And the woman was like, no, I'm sorry, I don't. She said, but you may want to try Gynevelite, because they sometimes have an emergency food pantry that you can use like once, but it's an emergency one. And he was like, oh, okay, thank you. And she said to him, she said, have you managed, and I was sure, you know, I'm listening on someone's conversation. She went, did you find somewhere to live now? And he said, yeah. He goes, I've got a room in a rooming house around the way. And, you know, she said, well, make sure when you go through there that you get yourself another coat, because they were giving out coats to people. Get yourself another coat. And then she gave him this slip, and she said, give them that, and they'll give you a bag of clothing and stuff as well. And you could see he needed the help. And to me, it's like, that was the guy who needed to have the, you know, a couple of things of peanut butter and jelly. You know what I mean? He needed the peanut butter and jelly. Give that guy the peanut butter and jelly, because the woman was telling him as well. She gave him a bunch of the rice cakes that were there. And she said to him, you know, if you warm these up and then put butter on, they're actually pretty decent. Put some peanut butter and jelly. She said, there's some out there. And he went, no, man, that woman took it all. And she said, I'll find you some peanut butter and jelly. And she did. She found him a jar. So at least he got to me, you know, but he's the one who needs the peanut butter and jelly, you know? I mean, yeah, it would have been nice if we had it, but this guy clearly had a need. And it's just really upsetting that there are people who genuinely need everything, who need these services, and then you get one person who just abuses it completely. It doesn't make any sense.
I think they should have had something that, you know, help people with their food there.
Well, and that was the thing I liked about the one when we used to go to the one in South Milwaukee. When you were in there, they had sign-up days. Remember, they'd have certain days where you could go in there, and they had caseworkers in there who would help you sign up for food share, who would help you sign up for energy assistance and stuff. And I think that is desperately needed. I really do think, because let's be honest, not everybody has access to a computer or is computer savvy. Not everybody is able to, you know, go down to Vliet, especially, you know, let's give this woman, you know, benefit of the doubt. Perhaps she has no choice, but she's got young kids, she's got her grandkids, she hasn't got the means to be able to go do it. So I honestly think that places like there, you know, once a month, have somebody there who can do that for them. Say, okay, every Wednesday, for example, every Wednesday from 4 till 8, you can come in. We'll have a few people here who can help sort you out energy assistance, food stamps, medical coverage, childcare, all of that kind of stuff. You know?
Right.
And get it sorted for them. Perhaps there's like this old guy, judging from what they said, he had been homeless. Have somebody who's got a list of perhaps rooming houses, because let's be honest, if you could afford a room at a rooming house, wouldn't you have taken it? And, you know, can make those phone calls for them. You know, say, hi, this is, you know, if it was me, hi, this is Hazel from Community Advocates. I understand you have some rooms available. Yeah, I have a gentleman here who needs a room and does have the money for to be able to have the security and the first week. Is it possible when they're available to move in? To do those kind of things for you.
Yes.
Get you in there. That is what is needed. It's like, you know at times what you want to say, but you have trouble saying it and asking things and getting your words in the right order because you do have some learning disabilities. And that's why a lot of times I say to you, put the phone on speaker, tell them that you're authorizing them to talk to me, just so that I can be there to help you say certain things.
And I think we need more people able to do that. Me and Maggie have actually spoken about it before. That, you know, you need to have a place where somebody can go to and say, look, who's looking for a job, and we're talking about Jasmine in regards to this. Jasmine wanted to work, but she had no clue how to fill out an application form. She had no clue how to do all of that, and nobody would help her. And it's, to me, it's one of those things where you really do need those places where somebody can go to and say, look, I want to work, but I don't know how to fill this out.
They got
community advocates?
No, not that one.
Oh.
YWCA.
Oh. But not everybody can get to there. Racine does not have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kenosha doesn't have that. Milwaukee does. Waukesha does. But they need to have it available all round. Now, you both can attest to this. Have I not sat down with both of you and filled out applications?
Mm-hmm.
Have I not done your food stamps, your medical coverage, all that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I'm any more intelligent than you. It's not because I have more computer skills than you. It's because for whatever reason, those forms make sense to me. You know what I mean? Whereas there's things that you've done for me where I'm like, how the hell did you do that? You know, it's just one of those things, and you need people out there helping other people. To me, this country would be so much better if you would help those people who can't do things in that area.
Right.
You know, it was like Maggie's son Vince wanted to get his medical info in, and he got told, all he was told is, oh, you can apply online. He didn't know where to go. So I said, this is where you need to go. I was like, oh, thanks. After that, he was fine. Because it doesn't come on. You could type in food stamps, and it sends you to all these different links. You have to put application for SNAP benefits to actually get the website up that you're looking for.
Right.
And if you don't know that, you're not going to find it. And that's what I'm saying. There needs to be more people helping each other and all of this lot to get this stuff sorted out. And it's a shame that there's such selfish attitudes and everything out there where people don't want to help each other. I mean, both of you will attest to the fact that I can be the most nagging bitch in the world at times. I have got better. You have to admit, I am better at it. And you two know part of the reason why I nag at times, and I'm not going to say it on air because it involves people who I care about. But the fact of it is that, you know, we already said, I told Mike, once you get a job, I'm not going to nag you about getting one. What happens? He gets a job and then gets offered another one as well, but he's got a job, no nagging, just make sure you get your money sorted out for, because you got this bill and this bill to pay, blah, 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 done. That was it. It was over with. And the other thing is that for people getting around to different interviews, to me, there should be a service that if you were receiving benefits of any kind, like unemployment, food stamp, medical coverage and all that lot, there should be a service that helps get you to interviews on time, like a cab service type thing that doesn't cost you anything, but it gets you to that interview on time. You're not trying to work out, well, what bus do I get? What time do I have to leave?
Sure.
You know, just to help everybody sort themselves out, get them in a position where they're able to go and do this. Do you know what? I should start up my own goddamn service, excuse my language, because I'm not saying it's something I'm good at, but it's something that I know, you know, how to work my way around things. So we have literally 2 minutes left of this show. So, AJ, do you want to tell us what is actually coming up?
Thursday is
I set an alarm.
Friday today we're going to do something a little different with the Dr. Joe Show. We're going to, since we didn't get to talk much about wrestling on Monday, we're going to do a Friday, and plus the preview of the Royal Rumble and picks and predictions we're going to do on that Friday.
I think Sunday evening we should also do a show as well of after the Royal Rumble. To see, and if all you hear from us is, well, goddamn, that means Brock Lesnar made it all the way through the Royal Rumble without being thrown over the rope.
Right.
So, anywho, so we're going to say goodbye from me. Goodbye from Artrell. Goodbye from Mike. He's waving. And we will talk to you all next time.